This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Kyan Douglas from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and you're listening to the hottest guys in radio, the Hump Day Crew, on Joy 94.9.
It's time for Hump Day Health and Healing, where we focus on areas of mind, body, spirit, and energy. Our Hump Day Crew Fitness Challenge involves getting you fit for summer. We encourage you to join us to shape up for summer. Chris, our personal trainer from Joy sponsor Metro Body Fitness, has been training the Hump Day Crew quite hard. Now, Chris, as the heat turns up in summer, the desire to shape up your beach body increases. Now, it's very tempting to take a shortcut when it comes to weight loss during this time, especially. There are some fad diets available. Why are these fad diets... Well, A, fad diets, and B, why do you recommend that they don't actually, you don't actually partake in them?
Sure. Morning, Ginny.
Morning, Chris. I'm so excited.
Morning, Chris.
I want to get my abs in shape for the summer.
Let's get these abs burning. Well, fad diets are pretty much a fad diet. Everyone's looking, we all want things quick and convenient. We love our fast food or our takeaways or our let's get things in a box. But basically, your body really does like slow changes in terms of your food and your exercise. So, you know, coming into summer, you should be looking at putting a plan together, if you like, and looking at something that's going to be not just for a week or 2 weeks, but, you know, something that's long term that's going to stay with you for the next, you know, if you like, you know, ideally for the rest of your lives. So, yeah, fad diets are just that. They really don't work. You'll end up putting on more weight if you do take on something like one of the box, you know, you got a lemon detox diet, you've got all these extreme, you got fat burning pills, fancy shakes, all that.
I know my old girlfriend years ago did a cabbage diet.
Ooh.
So she just ate cabbage water for 2 weeks.
That would have been interesting.
Oh, it was horrible. It was hell in bed. She stunk.
It would have seen. That actually generates a lot of gas.
Yeah, it did. Exactly. That's why it's pretty bad. But also, it's cooking it. But she gave it up after, I think, the 2 weeks. It stayed off for another 2 weeks, and then she put the weight back on again.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's important to note what happens with these fad diets is you generally lose a lot of fluid. So basically, what you're doing, once you start changing your diet into, whether it be drinking lots of different juices or, you know, because there's juice diets, there's all sorts of stuff, your calorie intake tends to drop as well, but your fluid, which is, we're 70-80% fluid in some of our areas of our body can be 90% water. So that will definitely drop in fluid. So when you put yourself on a scale or you look at yourself in the mirror or you measure yourself, you're going to be a bit thinner, but basically you haven't really lost any body fat. You've actually lost fluid, and it's so easy to lose that, but it's also so easy to put it back on. So when you finish your diet, bang, within a few days, give it no more than 3-4 days, you're going to be back to that weight.
Now, Chris, I got a bit of a fright this week, and I'm sure a lot of people have. Some have suddenly emerged on us this week.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, there is no time left. People want to get a good body, and they need to get it quickly without doing anything crazy. What can we do to get a good body?
All right. So let's stick to the essential things. So got to look at your diet. So cut out all your sugars, cut out all the important, all the really nasty stuff that we shouldn't be eating. And obviously the second thing is, let's start exercising. So with the exercise program, what you can do is you can do some great stuff that doesn't take a lot of time. So you can do things like compound exercises, really good for people that don't have, that want to just simply train for 20 minutes, half an hour, have a really powerful workout.
So compound exercises are exercises that use... a lot of muscles all at once instead of just working one muscle at a time.
Absolutely. So, you know, you see, you could go into the gym or you could do some exercises, you know, in a park, and you could spend an hour, 2 hours doing that. And it's the end results in terms of what you've burnt up in terms of calories is actually going to be, could be exactly the same as 20 minutes of doing 3 or 4 compound exercises in a strength type way. So, yeah.
So what are some good compound exercises?
Okay. Good compound exercises. You can do chin-ups on a bar. All right, so using your own body weight, you can do that in a park. You can do things like squats. You could look at walking up a flight of stairs, which is actually pretty powerful.
You've also given us a list here. What I'm intrigued with, ball sports. What are they?
Ball sports. Well, basically, the list is great. It's titled Great Exercises, but yeah, look, you could do something like that's more cardio stuff. which could be basketball, volleyball. What did you think?
Oh, he wants to go down the park and have some ball sports.
Nothing out of ball sports and involves.
Trust you to pick that out, mate.
Always does. But the compound exercises are really strengthen your core, don't they? So they get your abs going and strengthen your lower back. And I know that personally for me, that's been a challenge where you've helped me so far actually strengthen my back.
Mm.
And I can do so much more exercise now. And by doing those compound exercises, you do strengthen that inner core, don't you?
Yeah, actually, with the there's a whole bunch of compound exercises that pretty much work. Yeah, definitely hit the core. And I think with your back concerns that you've had, I think we're past that point now. You probably won't actually even notice your back anymore being a little bit weak and such. So yeah, I think and it doesn't take a lot. You know, people with generally we do have sore. You know, our lower backs tend to be a little bit weak from the work that we do during the day, sitting at a desk, working in an office, driving our cars, doesn't strengthen our back. So as soon as you're doing something like whether it be a squat or a deadlift or just they're the two main ones, your lower back really quickly strengthens up over a 2 week period. And, providing there's no injuries or anything, underneath that, you'll find that your lower back will generally disappear in terms of pain.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.